This is local television critic Melanie McFarlane. Last night, there's a new show came on ABC, and it has a Seattle connection.
Yesterday, you were telling me that premarital sex is a sin, but today you're trying to force me into doing it with a girl?
Because being it, you know, is a bigger sin.
Well, I am, you know, and you're going to have to accept that sooner or later.
No, I cannot accept that a smart kid who's got everything going for him is going to choose to live a life that's not normal.
Normal. So you don't care if I'm happy as long as I'm normal.
Yes!
Yes, exactly. This is the ABC show, The Real O'Neills, and it's loosely based on the childhood of Seattle sex columnist and Stranger editor Dan Savage.
Yeah.
I never thought I would say ABC show about Dan Savage. How did that happen?
Well, I know that ABC, particularly for the last few seasons, has been really adamant about stretching diversity within their brand. So, for instance, you have Black-ish. It really started with Modern Family. Modern Family, even though it's a very rich and, you know, fantasy world family, it's a very, there's diversity within that same family. And that's part of the reason that American audience have embraced it so heartily. So we have Black-ish. We had Cristela for a season, and Fresh Off the Boat. That's
right.
Eddie Wong's, or it was based on Eddie Wong's story. And so The Real O'Neills is in that vein. And
what's the show about?
So it's
what about Dan Savage?
So, well, first of all, to say it's a Dan Savage show is a little inaccurate. He is listed as an executive producer. But the creators and executive producers who are with ABC, there's six of them. And really, this is a show where it's Dan Savage's idea put through a network sausage-making machine.
Uh-huh.
And so what you have is a show about an Irish Catholic family in Chicago. And they're very obsessed with perfection and appearing to the community as if they are perfect. And so in the pilot, it's told from the point of view of Kenny, who is the adolescent son based on Dan Savage. And he's played by Noah Galvin. And he is struggling with coming out to his family. And so he finally decides that he's going to do it. But before he can do that, the entire family erupts with their own secrets they've been holding in. Mom and dad are getting a divorce. His older brother is on the wrestling team and anorexic. And then he finally says, I'm gay. And out of all of that, that's the one that steals all the noise.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very typical family sitcom. It just happens to be told from the perspective of a gay teenager.
But I've seen some Catholic backlash.
Well, that was before the show even came on the air. And there are a lot of shows that are like that. There are shows where the premise gets out and before it's even available to be evaluated, it gets backlash. So the Catholic Elite actually took out an ad in the op-ed section in the New York Times on Monday, and it deeply associated it with Dan and actually compared him to David Duke. But in reality, there are plenty of executive producers on shows who are in the writer's room once and then the show goes on without them or gets loose input from them. And this is one of those shows.
So just for those who don't know, who are saying Dan Savage and David Duke, first of all, you may know Dan Savage. He's not a sex columnist in USA Today. OK, so he's very blunt and honest about sex that we don't think of as ABC friendly, at least not yet anyway. And then he also has, you know, he's kind of pugnacious too,
mm-hmm.
right? So he gets in fights with
people. I would say not ABC comedy family. If you look at something like How to Get Away with Murder, yeah, sure, why not?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. So where do we see the spirit of Dan Savage in this show, if at all? I know you're saying it's taken flight from there.
Right. So I think one of the things that is important to look at is that this is a show that is kind of the Disney-fied version of It Gets Better. The teenager...
That's Dan Savage's project.
Yes.
I think of it as web videos.
Right. It's a social media project that's a support for LGBT teens.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of saying them like life will get better. It's very anti-bullying and it's a support network.
Right.
So I think that's where you see it. But it's the Disney version of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the first few episodes.
Literally, Disney owns ABC.
Right. Yeah. And that's why. Yeah. So in the first few episodes, you see Kenny having these struggles and they're highlighted in some really sweet comic ways. There are these fantasy sequences that are very sweet, but you're not going to see him get bullied. And in fact, in one, he actually expects the bullying to happen, but of course that just twists around on him.
I see. Okay, well, final question, TV critic. Melanie McFarlane, should I watch this thing, The Real O'Neills?
I would say that if you want to see it and you want to see a very kind of vanilla comedy. You know, there's it's only offensive if that's something that offends you.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of if you want to see this comedy, it's a mid-season comedy. It's probably going to be gone, to be honest.
Why?
Well, mid-season comedies have a very tough road ahead of them because they're not getting the fall push. Also, the top executive that picked it up, Paul Lee, he was recently fired. So if it doesn't do incredibly well, ABC very likely will probably not let it continue. So it has to do well in the ratings, incredibly well, I think, for it to continue. So for that reason alone, just to kind of see it, it is funny, definitely, and it is very family friendly. So for those reasons, sure.
Melanie McFarlane, board member of the Television Critics Association, and she's been telling you about The Real O'Neills, which starts airing in its regular time slot next Tuesday.
Yes.
8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to talk with you, Melanie. Thank you.
Great to talk with you, too.